Yeraisa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on Lamed Beis Amud Beis, the second wide line on the bottom, the second wide line, the last word on the line. So it says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanon, we learned in the Braisa, Kalua Kimin Kliya V'doyme L'Shalshalas Zehu Ahadas. A hadas is something which is braided, and it looks like a chain. That's a hadas. The leaves, there's so many leaves, and they're all one on top of the other. That's what a hadas looks like. Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov Eimer, anaf eitz avos. We dash him from that which the pasuk says, anaf eitz, that it's eitz shetam. It's eight shatam eitzah yupiryo yishave. That's the type of tree, it's a type of branch, that the branch, the wood part, and the leaf, they taste the same. Have you aimer zahadas, which is another makar that we know that the pasuk is talking about the hadas. Now the Gemara is going to discuss some of the halachas. Says the Gemara, Tana, we learned in a braisa, that eitz avos kasher, v'she'enei avos pasul. The halacha is that the hadasim are only kasher if they're avos. We'll see in a moment what avos means. It's only if they're avos, then it's kasher. If it's not avos, it has to be enough eitz avos. And that's mamishli ikuva. It's not just the description of the hadasim. Avos means it has to be avos. If it's not avos, the hadasim are pasul. Heichi dami avos. What does it mean for the hadasim to be avos? Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda explained. V'hu dekaimei tlasa tlasa tarfei bekina. It means that there each one has three tarfei bekina. So what exactly that means is a big machlokes Rashi and Tosis. Rashi learns that there's three tarfei bekina, the kina, the kan. A kan refers to the node. The node is the point of where the leaf it grows out of the stem. By the hadasim, the point where there's often a protrusion on the stem where the leaf grows out from, that's how Rashi learns that that's what a kan is. Rashi learns that there has to be three leaves for every kan. For every node, there has to be three leaves that grow out of that node. Tosis points out that that's almost impossible to find such a thing. We're not going to have kasher hadasim if that's what the Gemara means. Therefore, Tosis says rather what a kan means is a kan is like an imaginary line around the stem of the hadasim, around the branch. That imaginary line around, that's called a kan. For every kan, there has to be three leaves. Each leaf could have its own node, which Tosis calls an eiketz. Each leaf could have its own node, but it grows all around in a circle, and there are three leaves around the stem. That's how typically we understand. That's how we paskin, like Taisus. That's what it means for the hadasim to be avos. It means that there are three leaves around the stem in this kan, in this imaginary circle around the stem, around the branch of the hadasim. Says the Gemara, Rav Kahana Amar, Afilu Trei V'chad. Even if you don't have three, we'll just go with Taisus, that's how we paskin. Even if we say that, even if there isn't three in a circle all around in the same kan, in the same circular imaginary line all around the stem, even if, let's say, all you have is two, and then you have another leaf that's somewhat higher or somewhat lower than the other two, that's still going to be kosher. Rav Kahana was Mechadish that that's still going to be kosher, even if you don't have three mamish lines up, it's two and then one is slightly off, that's still kosher. Rav Acha braid the Rava, Mahadir Atrei V'chad. The Gemara brings the Rav Acha, the son of Rava, he would dafka look for this type of hadasim that Rav Kahana spoke about. That was Trei V'chad, that was a 2-1 setup. He would dafka look for hadasim like that. And the reason is Hayo V'nafik Mipu Meidu Rav Kahana, because that's what Rav Kahana said. Which the Ritva explains that even though it's not ideal, Rav Kahana was not saying that that's the Chatchila. The Chatchila is that it should be avos with three in a line, three in a kan. Rav Kahana was saying that even if it's not mamish three, if it's two and one, such a thing is still kosher. It wasn't ideal. That's not the hiddur mitzvah. And afal pikein, says the Ritva, Rav Acha braid the Rava would specifically look for such hadasim because the Rebbe said, Rav Kahana said, two and one. Now what that means, says the Ritva, is that he wanted to show people that that's the halacha. You could have said maybe a different pshat. We had in Pesachim a similar type of Gemara on Kuf Yedal Damabes regarding what the Shnei Tavshilin is on Pesach by the Seder. So we had that a certain Amayra, he dafka did what the Rebbe said was Shnei Tavshilin because the Rebbe said those examples, even though it was Pashit that they were just examples. So you could have said here also that maybe Rav Acha braid the Rava, he dafka wanted to do what the Rebbe said. But maybe because here it's not L'chadchila, so the Ritva does not explain that that's the pshat in the Gemara. Rather, the reason why Rav Acha Breid the Rav specifically want to be Mekayim the Rebbe's words over here wasn't in order Be'etzem to be Mekayim the Rebbe's words. Rather, it was in order to show that that's the halacha. He wanted people to know that the halacha is like Rav Kahana, so therefore, even though it was not l'chatchila, he specifically looked for such a da'asim. However, says the Gemara, Amar Le Mar Bar Ameimar L'Rav Ashi, Rav Mar Bar Ameimar said to Rav Ashi, that Abba Lahu Hadash Shaita Karile, that my father Ameimar, he used to call such a dasim that had this 2-1 configuration that wasn't aligned, he used to call that a hadash shaita. Being that it doesn't have a seder, it's not aligned, he called it a hadash shaita. And that's the ma'isa, the way the rishayim come out all go-like, as they pass in like a memar, that such hadasim are possible. They say that it's kilu like a different min even. It's not a hadas. It's a hadash shaita, and therefore they say that you are not allowed to be yaitse in the mitzvah with hadasim that have this configuration. Which is very interesting. There are Rishonim already bring that there's an old minig Ashkenaz. The Trumas Hadeshin brings it. The Marik brings it as well. They bring an old minig Ashkenaz that they used to use hadasim that had this 2-1 configuration. And the Trumas Hadeshin writes, he says, I tried looking possibly where there could possibly be a heter for such a thing, and it was very difficult. He says maybe a yishuv. Very interestingly, the Rama actually brings it lahalacha. The Rama brings that the minig Ashkenaz is not to be makbid on avos. It's that you could have a 2-1 configuration. The Rama brings it lahalacha. However, the Achrayim, the Gain, the Mishnah Brura, they all say that avada the Rama was just saying this to be miyashiv the minog, and that one is not allowed to be on such a thing. That lehalacha, even Ashkenazim, should not use a hadash shaita. Everyone has to use a hadas that's mishulash, that's avos, that has 3 leaves growing in a kan. Which again, like Taisus, means that 3 leaves in a line around the stem of the hadasim. Exactly how exact it has to be, so that came out all the Paiskim say, that it doesn't have to be that the leaves themselves are exactly aligned. It just means that the oikates, the nodes that they grow out of, so there has to be at some point where they're aligned. Which we'll discuss Bezaz Hashem in the Areis Ola Halacha at the end of the week, but that's the idea from this Gemara. So it says the Gemara Vayter now. Tan Rabbanan. We learned in the Braisa, the Nashru Raiv Olav, let's say most of the leaves of the Hadassim fall off, v'nishtayru by miyot kosher, and even only though a miyot of the leaves are left, still the hadasim are kosher, even though most of the leaves fell off. Ubelvad shetehei avusay kayemes, as long as it's still avos, as long as it's still mishulash, you still have 3 leaves in a kan. Well, says the Gemara, that doesn't make any sense. Haguf akasha. That's a stira mine ube. Amrin nashu raiv olav kosher. First you tell me that if most of the leaves fall off, it's still gonna be kosher. Vahadar tani, and then you tell me, ubilvach et tehe avoisa kayemes, that it has to be, that it's still being mekayim avois, that there's still 3 per kan. That's impossible. Kevan de nasri luhu trei. If raiv fell off, that means 2 out of every 3 fell off, so then avois hechi meshkachasla. So then how do you have that the hadasim are being mekayim anaf it's avos? How do you have that they're avos if most of the leaves fell off? So says the Gemara, Amar Abaye. Abaye says that mishkachasa, you could have such a thing by ba'asa mitzraa dekaima shiva shiva b'chad kina. There's a certain type of brand of hadasim mitzraa. We'll explain in a moment what that means. That the idea is that they have 7 leaves per each kan. Each kan has 7 leaves, and therefore you could have it that rive of the leaves fall off, 4 of the leaves fall off. The chinasri arba, even if 4 fall off, rive fall off, still pashlu tlasa, you're still going to have 3 left over to be mekayim the din of avos. So you could be mekayim the din of avos, even with rive of the leaves falling off, with this asa mitzra. Rashi gives 2 pshatim what an asa mitzra is. He says either it's referring to an Egyptian hadas, so then the word would be mitzra with a chirik, that would be mitzra, that an Egyptian asa. The other pshat Rashi gives is that it's an asa mitzra with a tzere. It's an asa which grows by the border of the field, by the edge of the field. So it's an asa mitzra, a border asa. That's what it means. But either way, whatever this is, this type of asa, it's a type of asa that has 7 leaves per kan. But mainly, you can have it that rive of the leaves fall off, and still you could be mekayim the din of avos, the din that has to be mishulosh.
Amar Abaye. Abaye points out that besides the Etzem Halacha that we just said, Ishma Mino Hay Asa Mitzra Kosher Leishana. You see that such a Asa, such a Hadas, let's go with the Pshat that it's an Egyptian Hadas, you see that Egyptian Hadasim are kosher for Hayshana, for the mitzvah of Araminim, for the mitzvah of the Lulav, that's what we call Hayshana, the idea of the Lulav, the Hadasim and Aravis, you see that an Egyptian Asa, an Egyptian Hadasim is kosher. Says the Gemara Pshita, why would I think otherwise? Why would, what's the Chiddush? Says the Gemara, I would detain more. I could have thought that Hayovit is Fleshem Levai, since it has like a nickname, it's not just called Hadasim. It's called Hadasim, it's called Asa Mitzra. It has a nickname, it has a different name, so therefore Laimis Kasher, so therefore I might think that you need a Dafka use Hadasim, because that's what the Torah said. You can't use some other thing with a different name. Kamash Malon, that there's no problem. There's no problem with using this Egyptian Hadassim. Says the Gemara Ve'ema Achinami. Why don't we Taka say that it's a problem? Why don't we say the fact that it has a Shem Levoi, that the Taka should be a problem? Maybe you can't use it. Says the Gemara, no, because Eitz Avos Amarachmana Mikol Makayim. The Ritva explains that when is it that we say you can't use a Shem Levoi? That's if the Torah told you to use a specific min. Let's say the Torah said to eat Marur on Pesach, it's told you to eat Marur, so then you have to eat Dafka Marur, you can't use other things with a Shem Levoi. But over here, the Torah never said to take Hadassim. The Torah said to take an Anaf Eitz Avos. Said as long as you're being Makayim, this description of Anaf Eitz Avos, so then there's no problem. Asa Mitzra is no more of a not, is no less of a Naf Eitz Avos than regular Hadassim. The Torah doesn't say Hadassim. The Torah just says it should be the type of thing that's a Naf Eitz Avos. Being that Asa Mitzra has that characteristic, that it's a Naf Eitz Avos, it has all those properties that are included in a Naf Eitz Avos that we darshan on Amabez and Mabez. So therefore, there's no problem with using this Hadassim. Says the Gemara Veiter, Tan Rabbanan. We learned in a Braisa. Yavshu Raiv Olaf. Let's say most of the leaves get dried out. Most of the leaves of the Hadassim, they all turn white. The way we paskin Yavish by Hadassim is that they turn white. We mentioned perhaps by Lulav that there's a Machlekes Rishonim, Taisis in the Raivid. If Yavish means that it crumbles to the touch, or it means it turned white. Lamaisa, we paskin like the Raivid, that Yavish is when it turns white. So let's say most of the leaves of the Hadassim, they turn white. V'nish'aru boy shloisha badei olin lachen. And they're still left over. The Lashon of the Gemara is three badei olin that stay fresh. So the halacha is that it's kosher. If three badei olin stay fresh, so then it's kosher. What does shleisha badei olin mean? So that's also a big machlekes rishonim. The Rashi over here brings different shitas. But from Rashi it seems that shleisha badei olin means that there are three leaves. Somehow Rashi understood badei, the Rashi takes issue with this, but Rashi understood that badei is a word that means leaves. Each hadas, each one of the three hadasim that a person has to have that even though most of the leaves all dried out, it has to be that there are three leaves that remain fresh. Three leaves on this hadas, on each one of the three hadasim, that they stay fresh. And then, if such a thing happens, so then it's kosher. The problem of Yavesh is that it's not Hadar. If it's Yavesh, it's not Hadar, like we had earlier, by the Lulav, that we learned out Lulav. Included in that is Hadassim and Aravis from the Esrog, that it has to be Hadar. And because of that, Yavish is Pasul. However, when you have it, that there are still some fresh leaves left that are fresh, so then it makes it that it's not lacking its Hidr, it still has beauty. So therefore, that's the Halacha, that even though most of the leaves all dried out, as long as you still have three leaves that stay fresh, the Halacha is that it's Kasher. Va'amar Rav Chista, however, Rav Chista qualified that halacha, and he said, "Ubereish kol echad ve'echad." It has to dafka be on the top of each one of the hadasim. When we say that three leaves have to remain fresh, and then it's kosher, it has to dafka be the top three leaves. When the top leaves are fresh, so then it still has a hiddur to it. If it would be in the middle, so then it's still not hadar. That would be pasul. But if it's on the top, so then the whole thing is nigrar after the reish, then it still has a beauty to it. And that, and specifically then, that we say that if there's only three fresh leaves, that it still remains kosher. Nikdam Reishai, we mentioned in the Mishnah that if the top of the Hadassim, if they're cut, so it's possible. Tani Ula Bar Chinina, Nikdam Reishai, va also by Tamara, let's say the top of it gets cut, and then a Tamara, some sort of bud or berry grows on top, so it makes it that it covers up the point where it was Nikdam, the point where it was cut off, is not Nikar anymore, so then it's Kasher. The whole problem is because it's lacking Hadar, it's lacking Hidr when it's cut, being that a Tamara grew on top of it, it's not Nikar anymore that it was caught, so therefore it's not a problem of Hadar, and therefore it's going to be kosher. Bayi Rav Yirmiya. Rav Yirmiya asked the Shaila, Nikdam Reishe Me Erev Yamtif. What would be the halacha if Erev Yamtif it was Nikdam? So the top of the Hadassim were cut Erev Yamtif. So at this point, Kashir Husham, it's possible, it's Nikdam, right now it's possible. And then, also by Tamara B'Yamtif. On Yantif itself, a berry grew on top of it, or some sort of bud grew on top of it, and now it's covered. So now, technically, it's kosher. Mahu, what's the halacha? Going into Yantif, it had a psul, an unreversible, at least bidei adam psul. It was nikdam, it was pasul. And then on Yantif itself, it became kosher. So what's the halacha in such a case? What's the shaila? Says the Gemara. Yesh dichoy etzal mitzvahs oloi. Do we apply the concept of dichoy by mitzvahs? Dichoy is a concept that we have in Shas by Kachem. That if you have something, let's say dam of a carbon that needs to be sprinkled on the Mizbeach, that was the example that we had in Yuma. If you have dam of a carbon that needs to be sprinkled on the Mizbeach, and for whatever reason it became possible that you couldn't sprinkle it onto the Mizbeach, if somehow that psul goes away, if the reason why you couldn't sprinkle the dam on the Mizbeach, if that psul goes away, the halacha is yesh dichoy when it comes to kachim. And therefore, even though the psul goes away, since there was a time where it was pasul, so now it becomes pasul forever. Even when the psul goes away, you still cannot use it. So now the shiloh over here is that being that the Hadassim were pasul going into Yontif, so now this is the Shas of the Mitzvah, now it's on Yontif. So, being that the Hadassim became pasul, so it was Nidche, so do we say that now that there's Dichoy, and that it is forever pasul? Now, if this happened all Erev Yontif it was Nikdam, Erev Yontif it grew a Tamara, so then it's for sure okay, because it was never the Shas of the Mitzvah. Here the issue is, the Shaila is that it was Nikdam before Yontif. Now it's on Yontif, so now it's the Shas HaMitzvah, and it's Pasul, and then a Tamara grows on top of it. So do we say Yesh Dichoy by Mitzvahs? Do we learn out Mitzvahs from Kachim, or not? Or maybe Dichoy is specifically a concept that applies specifically to Kachim, and we're not supposed to learn out from there to Mitzvahs. Yesh Dichoy by Mitzvahs, or is there no Dichoy by Mitzvahs? So says the Gemara, V'tif Shalei Mehadit Nan, L'chayr, we could be Peshit this Shaila from the following Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kisayu v'nizgala. This is talking about the mitzvah of Kisvei Adam, right? The halacha is that if a person shechts a chaya or an oif, so he has to cover the dam. Kisayu v'nizgala. Let's say a person, he covers the dam, he does the shechita, he covers the dam, and then a wind comes, v'nizgala, and it uncovers the dirt that the person put on top of the dam. So now the dam is megula, it's revealed, it's not covered anymore. The halacha is pater milchasis. He doesn't have to cover it again. Once he covered it, he was yaitzid a mitzvah in Zehu, he doesn't have to take care of it, even if the wind then comes and uncovers the dam. Kisayu haruach, let's say the wind itself covers up the dam, and then the wind then comes and uncovers the dam, so there was the wind covered it, and the wind then uncovered it. The halacha is chayev lechaseis. He has to then recover it again. The Braisa didn't speak this out. The Mishnah didn't speak it out that it became uncovered, so that the Gemara now explains. Va'amar Rabba Bar Barchan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Loishanu El Shechazer V'Nizgalo. When we say that he's chayev lechaseis, if the wind covers it up, he has to cover it up again. That's only if it becomes revealed, if it becomes uncovered. So a wind came and covered it, and then a wind comes and uncovers it. The halacha is that you're chayev to recover it. Avulay Chazer V'Nizgalo. But if let's say it never became revealed, a wind came and covered it up, but then it never became Nizgala. It's still being covered. Pater milachaseis. So then you're pater. You don't have to then take it off and recover it. It was just the halacha that if it becomes uncovered and it was only covered by the wind, so then you have to recover it. But in as much as it's still covered, you don't have to do anything. Now we asked the Shaila on this Mishnah. Ki chazar v'nizgala, amai chayev l'chasleis. Why is that the halacha? A wind came and covered it. At that time, when the wind, when the dirt is on top of the dam, the halacha is, we said, you're putter from taking it off and putting it back on again. You're putter from the mitzvah of kisui adam, which means that the mitzvah of kisui adam was nidche, it went away. So if a wind then comes and uncovers it, why are you chayiv to recover it? Didn't the mitzvah go away already? Hayo v'idchi idchi. Once the mitzvah went away, it was nidcha, so the mitzvah is gone. Why do you have to recover it just because the wind now comes and uncovers it? V'amra Papa, Rav Papa stated about this Mishnah, Zayse Meres, you see a raya from here, that ain't dichli etz al mitzvahs. That we don't apply the concept of hayo v'idchi idchi, of dichli. We don't apply the concept of dichui by mitzvahs. That was a concept that was by kachim. We don't apply it by mitzvahs. And therefore, even though the mitzvah was nidche, once it becomes possible again to do the mitzvah, you're chayiv to do it. So the Gemara is saying that we have a raya from this Mishnah of Kisui Adam that we do not apply the concept of dichui by mitzvahs. Memela, the halacha should be by the hadas that was nikdam erev yontif, and it grew a tamara on yontif. The halacha should be that it's kosher, even though it was nidcha. Ein dichoy etzal mitzvahs. We don't apply the concept of dichoy when it comes to mitzvahs. Says the Gemara, though, no. So, I mean, really, it's a kash on Rabbi Yirmiyah. Why did Rabbi Yirmiyah have this as a shayla? L'chayr, it's pashut from Rav Papa, that we don't apply the concept of dichoy by mitzvahs. Says the Gemara, no. The Rav Papa gufa mi bayile. It was gufa, this member of Rav Papa, that Rav Yirmiyah was coming to clear about. It was gufa, he had a shayla gufa about this member. His shayla was like this. Mifshat pashut le de'ein dichoy etzal mitzvahs. Is it that Rav Papa held with certainty that we don't apply the concept of dichoy by mitzvahs, loishna l'kula v'loishna l'chumra, and then it's not going to make a difference whether it's a kula or a chumra. Aydimor, perhaps, safuke misafkale. Maybe Rav Papa he was mesupik about it. He was mesupik whether we should apply dichoy etzal mitzvahs or not. And therefore, l'chumra amrinon, when he said that we don't apply dichoy, that was just when it's a chumra. Like by the mitzvah of kisei adam, we'll go l'chumra and we'll say that he has to do the kisei adam again when the wind comes and uncovers the dirt. L'chumra will say that we don't say dichoy etzal mitzvahs. But l'kula lo amrinon, but maybe l'kula then not. Maybe l'kula, like by the case of the hadas, we're not going to say that, oh, there's no dichoy by mitzvahs and that the hadas is kosher. We're not going to say it as a kula. Maybe by hadas we should say that there is dichoy. Maybe we should be machmer, because maybe Rav Papa was only misupik about it, and the Gemara says teku, and for that we don't have a raya whether or not there's dichoy by mitzvahs or not, and that Rav Papa's not going to help us with. Because Rav Papa was discussing a case where there was a chumrah, maybe it was dafka when it's a chumrah, that's when we say that there's no dichoy, but perhaps by the hadas there is dichoy. Says the Gemara Lema Ketanoi, that L'chayra, whether there's Dichoy, even L'kula, it's a Machlaikas Tanoim. This case of the Hadas, let's say, that it was Nidche, whether or not it becomes Kosher again, when the Psul goes away, L'chayra, that's a Machlaikas Tanoim. What's the Machlaikas? Because we learned, of ever Likdan Pasul. We mentioned in the Mishnah that if there's more berries on the hadas than there are leaves, so the hadas is pasul. However, you could just take off the berries and then it's kosher. But on yontif, you can't take off the berries. Says the Braisa, what's the din? If a person was avar, he transgressed the iser, and he took off the berries on yontif. So Rabbi Eliezer, so avar velikdan pasul divir Rabbi Elazar ber Rabbi Tzadok. Rabbi Elazar ber Tzadok says in such a case the hadas is pasul. The chachamim machshirin. The chachamim say that no, now that the berries are off, so now the hadas is kosher. So says the Gemara. Savrua de kuli ama lulav ein tzarich eget. It seems right now the Gemara is assuming that a lulav does not need an eged, and we'll see the significance of that soon. Everybody holds a lulav does not need an eged. Vim tim tzalaymer tzarech eged. Even if a lulav does need an eged, lo yalfinan lulav misuka, we do not learn out Lula from Sukkah, Dechsev Beit Tasa, which says by, it says by Sukkah Tasa, which we darshan from there, V'loy Mina Asui, that at the Shas that you're built, that you're making and doing the mitzvah, it has to be that it's kosher at the Shas Asiya. When you build the Sukkah, when you make the Arba Minim, it has to be that it's kosher. That's the din of Tasa V'loy Mina Asui. Right now we're assuming everybody holds you don't need an Eged, or even if you do, that there's no din of Tasa V'loy Mina Asui when it comes to Arba Minim. And again, we'll see the significance of that suit. So says the Gemara, we have this machlaikas now, if a person took off the berries on Yontif. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik says that the hadas is pasul, and the Chachamim say it's kosher. So my lav b'hakamiflegi, l'chayra the machlaikas is about dichoy. Demand the pasul, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik, who said that the hadas is pasul, savar amrinan yesh dichoy etzal mitzis. Why does he say it's pasul? It's because being that going into Yontif there was more berries than there were leaves, so at that time it was pasul, so therefore now it was nidche already. Therefore, even if you take off the berries, it's still going to be pasul, because yesh dicha leitzal mitzvahs. Uman de machshir, the chachamim who say it's kosher, savar lo yaminan yesh dicha leitzal mitzvahs. They say that we don't apply the concept of dicha by mitzvahs, even lekula, and therefore even though the hadas was nidche, still the halacha is that it's kosher once the berries come off. So the Gemara is saying that you see that this idea of whether or not there's dichoy by mitzvahs, even the kula, is really a machlokes tanayim. The Chachamim say that there's no dichoy, and Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik says that there is dichoy. Says the Gemara, lo, no, there's no raya that that's the machlokes. The kuli ama lo yaminan yesh dichoy etzal mitzvahs. I could tell you that really everybody holds that we do not apply dichoy when it comes to mitzvahs. So why does Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik say that it's pasul? Why is the hadas pasul if there's no din of dichoy? So what, now that the berries are off, why don't we say it's kosher? Says the Gemara, v'hacha b'melef lulav misukkah kamifligi. They're arguing about whether or not we learn out lulav from sukkah. A lulav needs an eged, we're assuming. Everybody holds a lulav needs an eged. The machlaika says, do we learn out lulav from sukkah, that there's a din of tasa v'loy mina asoy. Mar savar yafinan lulav misukkah. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik holds that there's a din of tasa v'loy mina asoy. So being that when you put in the hadasim into the eged, when you made the lulav together with hadasim and aravos, the hadasim were pasul because it had the berries, so the shasa siya was pasul, even though you then take off the berries, there's a problem, there's a psul of tasa v'loy mina asoy. That's why Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik holds that it's pasul, because we learn out lula from sukkah that there's a din of tasa v'loy mina asoy. Umar sava, whereas the chachamim say it's kosher, because lo yalfin on lulav misukkah, they hold that there's no problem of tasa v'loy mina asoy. So even though at the time that you were ma'agid all of them together, the hadasim were pasul, now that the hadasim were made kosher, you took off the berries, so now there's no problem, there's no issue of tasa v'loy mina asoy. That's the machlekes. Everybody holds there's no dichoy. It was just the machlekes about whether or not we say tasa v'loy mina asoy when it comes to arba minim or v'bayi seima, another pshat. Again, everybody holds there's no dichoy. The machlekes is like this. If it would be true that a lulav needed an eged, the kuli amal yafin on lulav misukkah. So everybody would have agreed that of course we're going to learn out lulav from sukkah, that there's a din of tasav lay mina asoy. Even the chachamim would have agreed to that. However, v'hacha belulav tzarech eged kamifligi. They're gufa arguing about whether or not the lulav needs an eged. So Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik holds that it needs an eged. Being that it needs an eged, of course, there's a psul of tasav loy mina asoy, and therefore that's why the hadasim are pasul, because at the time that you were ma'agid them, the hadasim were pasul, even though the berries came off, since there's still a problem of tasav loy mina asoy. Whereas the chachamim say the lulav doesn't need an eged. There is no asiya when it comes to a lulav. You just hold all the minim. You don't have to bind them all together. Being that there is no shas asiya, there's not going to be any issue once the berries come off, because everybody holds there's no dichoy. The shaila is just whether or not it needs to be in an eged. That's the machlaikas of Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik, and the Chachamim. So there's no, you can't bring a raya from here that it's a machlaikas tanayim about whether or not yesh dichoy b'mitzvahs or ain't dichoy b'mitzvahs. It could be really everybody holds that there's no dichoy when it comes to mitzvahs. Rather, the machlaikas in the second shot is just whether or not a lulav requires an eged. And says the Gemara, this machlaikas, that potential machlaikas about whether or not a lulav needs an eged, is already a machlaikas that we have a president for. Ubeplukta dahani tanai. It's already a machlekes tanai that we know about. The tani we learned in the braisa lulav bein agud bein she'ena agud kosher. The Tanakhama says that the lulav does not have to be agud, whether it's agud, whether or not it's kosher, whether it's agud or not. Rabbi Yehuda aimer agud kosher she'ena agud pasul. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says that no, the lulav needs an agud, so if it's agud, it's kosher. If it's not agud, so then it's going to be pasul. Now my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Why does he say that a lulav needs to be agud? Because yalaf lekicha lekicha me'agudas ezayv. He learns it out from the agudas ezayv, because ksiv hacha, it says over here by arbaminim, it says ulakachtem lachem b'yoy marishayn. Uksiv hasam, it says over there by agudas ezayv, ulakachtem agudas ezayv. It says ulakachtem. So ma'alahalan aguda, just like over there it says straight out in the pasuk that the ezayv has to be bound together, it's an agudas ezayv, afkan aguda. So too, when it comes to arbaminim, it requires an eged. For rabbanan lesser lekicha lekicha, the rabbanan don't have this gzeir shav. So this machlekes about whether or not a lulav needs an eged is really a machlekes tanayin that we already know about. It's a machlekes tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it needs an eged, and the tanakam holds that it does not need an eged. Man tana lahadu tan rabbanan, says the Gemara now, which one of these tanayim are going to fit with the following braisa? The braisa says lulav mitzvah la'agdai, that there's a mitzvah to be ma'agid the lulav v'mloy agdai kosher. But lamaisa, if you don't, if you're not ma'agid it, it's still going to be kosher. So money, who's the tana of this braisa? E Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Rabbi Yehuda who says that the lulav needs an eged, ki loy agdai amai kosher. So why is it kosher b'di'evet? If it needs an eged, that means it's ma'akev. If the Torah requires that it should have an eged, then it's ma'akev. Any rabbanan, and if it's the rabbanan don't have gzeir shava of lekicha lekicha, so my mitzvah kavet. So why do they even hold that there's a mitzvah to be ma'aged? L'chayr, this braisa doesn't fit with anyone. Says the Gemara, la'ilam rabbanan, really it could be like the rabbanan. Even though the rabbanan hold that there's no chiev of eged, they don't have the gzeir shava of lekicha lekicha, still u'mitzvah mishum zeh keli vanveyu. They still hold that there's a mitzvah because of the general concept by all mitzvahs of zeh keli vanveyu to beautify the mitzvah, so there's a way of beautifying the mitzvah by being ma'agid the minim together, that even the chachamim are maskim to. Now that's not ma'akev, the din of zeh keli Vanveyu is not ma'akev, but the Ritva learns it's just the Rabbanon, it's not ma'akev, but that would be why there's a mitzvah to be ma'agid them, but still it's going to be kosher even if a person is not ma'agid them.